Next patient is Rodney Browder. The last name is B-R-O-W-D, like in Delta, E-R, like in Roger. Rodney, R-O-D-N-E-Y. This is the clinical case of a 77-year-old white male that has a history of diabetes mellitus for more than 35 years. The patient was initially controlled with the administration of metformin. And apparently the metformin has to be discontinued because of insurance issues. Period. This patient, despite the fact that he has been a diabetic for so long, doesn't have any evidence of retinopathy. The patient has an irregular heartbeat, but is not a malignant cardiac arrhythmia that is under evaluation by the cardiologist, Dr. Parnassa. The patient doesn't have a history of peripheral vascular disease. The patient has been active all his life, and he plays baseball and softball on regular basis. Because of the possible compromise of the kidney and fluctuation in the kidney function, related to the diabetes, the patient has been referred to this service. In June of 2023, the patient had a serum creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 14, with an estimated EFR that was 64. Unfortunately, I don't have a unfortunately, we don't have the protein creatinine ratio, microalbumin creatinine ratio, or renal ultrasound in order to be able to complete a good assessment. We are going to order the basic laboratory workup. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has to be addressed. Today is 153 over 98. My recommendation, and what is my recommendation is to start the patient of on SGLT2 inhibitors, Farxiga or Jardiance, in order to get a blood sugar control and a better blood pressure control, and have the secondary positive effects on the cardiovascular and peripheral vascular system. Following now, number gastroesophageal reflux disease, the patient doesn't have any evidence of esophagitis. Following number, the patient has benign prostatic hypertrophy. He has TURP in 2000, recently evaluated by Dr. Arciola. No further recommendations were given. We're going to reevaluate this case after the blood sugar evaluation that is going to be done this coming Friday, which is the day after tomorrow. And we are going to obtain the basic laboratory workup, and we will make the necessary adjustments. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We're going to keep you posted on the progress. I invested a 20-minute review in the referral, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.